strips the first glimpse of a country comes as your plane prepares for landing. Sometimes it's what you see through the window. Other times it's what you hear over the intercom. This is especially pertinent when landing in Singapore. It's not your polite, "Please fasten your seatbelt, thank you for flying Delta Airlines." Instead, it's a kindly auditory welcome mat stating, "It is 98 degrees Fahrenheit, 34 degrees Celsius this morning in Singapore. Please mind overhead compartments as luggage items may have shifted during flight. And please remember that swearing, spitting on the ground, or the use or importation of illegal drugs, even for personal consumption, is punishable by death." It's the kind of thing that makes you gasp the first time you hear it. The city-state of Singapore is certainly a unique place. It's a very small island, roughly four times the size of Washington, D.C., with about 4 million inhabitants. Singapore is one of few city-states in the world. There is Monaco and the Vatican City, which is certainly rarefied company. Singapore, which boasts a gorgeous natural harbor with very deep water, is strategically positioned in the Pacific Ocean among the low-hanging Southeast Asian countries. Take a look at a map, and you can see why this was the perfect place for the British East India Company to send one of their most aggressive agents, a gentleman named Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles. He set foot on the island in 1819 to create